B96, Moog and Carla Mornings. Hope you're having a good Monday morning so far. We are nervously excited because Diary Girl is calling us today.
I have little butterflies because I'm just like, it feels like I'm meeting my own version of a celebrity.
I know.
Because I know so much about her.
Well, so this is very interesting. So we've been reading somebody's diary on the show every morning at 7:30 for the last couple of months in hopes to find the person who we have reason to believe is in Chicago, and we got hit up and this person is claiming it's theirs and is going to talk to us today. So we'll have a diary entry for you at 7:30, and then shortly after that, we will talk to the person.
I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk to her.
Yeah. So we got that going on. Again, that's coming your way around 7:30 this morning. Right now, though, we want to hear from the moms and get a grade on your Mother's Day at 877-591-9696. How was your Mother's Day? From the kids, from your partner, like from every angle, if you had to grade your Mother's Day, what would that grade be? And why? It could be really good, and you can explain why. Or you could be like, you know what? This one kind of sucked.
Oh, no. You could be like my mom that had to call me and was like, are you going to call me to wish me a happy Mother's Day?
How late was it when she said that?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Yo, it was like 4 p.m.
Carl.
I know.
Carl. You know what? I'm going to bring my wife in. I figure if I'm going to kick off this bit, might as well, you know, bring it home.
There you go. Honesty.
And only because I know it's going to be an A++. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
I love you, and I hope you had a good Mother's Day yesterday. If you had to give it a grade, what would it be?
Yeah. I would say a solid B.
A solid B? I think I did A+ yeah. Behavior. I did a lot of dishes
really
last night.
Oh, the dishes are okay. I won't get into dishes. It was a great day. I am someone who likes to spend Mother's Day with the family, so we just had like low-key time and rode the trains with Dolly. It was like great. But I didn't get anything. My gift didn't come.
So your gift?
Oh, you didn't get her a gift?
B, because the gift be late.
Whose fault that be?
So I maybe probably could have ordered it sooner than I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? The gift, I think it should be here today, but it's a really nice gift. It's a really specific thing that she wanted, and it's common.
It's on its way.
So, okay, I'll go.
That sounds like something a liar says.
I know. Could I adjust the grade after you get it? Well, no, the day is come and gone.
Yeah.
So I think 2026 is a B for Mother's Day.
I just want commitment that next year it'll be slightly different, only because it's a pattern with you that gifts arrive late, including your mom didn't get her flowers until today either.
Ooh,
okay.
Not a pattern, Moog.
This was not my fault. So my mom's flowers were supposed to arrive on Friday so she could enjoy them the whole Mother's Day weekend, not just on Mother's Day. Didn't arrive Friday. Then they said they were delivered on Saturday, and she was like, I see no flowers. And then yesterday they called me, and they were like, probably not till tomorrow. So I get a B for being a son and a B for being a husband on Mother's Day. I'm going to work on this, okay? I'm going to work on this. Next year, you're going to be like, oh, my God, that was an A++.
Yeah, I think you need to order your gifts before.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little planning ahead doesn't hurt anyone. But I love you, and I had a great time with you and Dahlia.
Okay, yeah, we did have a fun day yesterday. We had a very fun day.
You're not about to be divorced. Everything is fine. Everything's good.
No, B's don't get divorces. B's get degrees, right?
B's get degrees. Yeah.
Well, I love you, and I'll see you today. And hopefully your gift,
you.
Too.
Bye. Yeah, too. Bye.
All right. So 877-591-9696. We'd love to hear about your Mother's Day. And Debbie from Florida had a better one apparently than my wife, because you're saying an A++.
Yes, it was. I had my grandson daughter out here. Slam the boys barbecue to make shish kebabs.
Shish kebabs.
So
that's where I messed up. There were no shish kebabs.
Yeah, we had chicken kebabs.
Okay, so you got to spend the day with your daughter and your grandson, and that made your Mother's Day the best.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right, I love
it. Family is
inside. Yep.
And I feel like that's always the best, too, because not only are you an awesome mom, but then you get to see your daughter become an awesome mom, and it's just like, grandmas are, I feel like, can't have a bad Mother's Day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, because, yeah, by that point, you have so many offspring, you know, in your family tree that somebody's going to do something nice.
Someone's going to give you a macaroni necklace, whether you want it or not.
I love it. Well, thank you for the call, Grandma Debbie, and have a great day, okay?
You too. All right. Love you guys.
Love you too.
All right, 877-591-9696. Call and grade your Mother's Day.
It could be good. It could be bad.
Oh, I can't believe that my wife gave me a B.
It's better than most.
It's V96. It's Morgan Carla Mornings, and we are asking you to grade your Mother's Day at 877-591-9696. We'll see how your family did. Could be your kids, your partner. I got a B for my life. But it's not my fault, which is the worst excuse.
Not your fault that you ordered her present too late.
A little bit too late, but it should be here today, a day late. Gloria in Evanston, part of the Morgan Carla Mornings Mafia. Your grade is a...
From my partner is a C, from my kids is an A.
From your partner a C, from your kids an A. Okay.
We got to know what your partner did to get that C.
He didn't give me anything, and then he kept on, like, getting mad at me because I was, like, taking care of our daughter. When I'm like, dude, it's Lori, so you should be paying attention to her.
This sounds like D behavior. I feel like C might be a little bit generous.
Yeah, it's just the behavior, like how he was just acting towards me the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah, like be mad at me because I wasn't paying attention to our daughter. And I'm like, just give me a day. I'm with every day. 24/7 with her every day.
Come on, Justin Bieber.
Aw, you know what? You do sound a little bit defeated, and I want to address that because it does kind of, it sucks. Yeah. When it's Mother's Day and you think that somebody, especially your partner, is going to absolutely knock it out of the park for you, and instead he's a little bothered. That must be sad. But what did your kids do for you? You said they got an A, and they are the children.
Well, okay, so my youngest one and my oldest one, they got me like the little fake roses.
Oh.
The flowers that never die.
All right.
Oh my God. Yes, I'd rather receive fake roses because I'd be letting the real ones die.
Yeah. All right. So you got some flowers. You got some flowers in the house. I love it. Well, I'm glad that the kids get an A. Bummer that the your guy let you down.
This is probably toxic of me to say, but on Father's Day yeah. Ruin it.
Yeah. Remember that. All right, Gloria.
Don't worry. Next month, I'm ruining it.
Yeah. No, you know what? We know Gloria's got just enough toxicity in her.
Yeah, keep us updated on that.
Please do. Gloria, have a great day, okay? I hope that today is an A day. Diana in Midway, who's also part of the Morgan Carla Mornings Mafia, who also is in a little bit of trouble because we haven't heard from you in a long time, but you give your Mother's Day an A+.
Yes. My 15-year-old has a little side job on the weekends, and he recently got a pretty big paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And I was picking him up from work yesterday, and he said he was going to walk home while I drove on my way to pick him up, and he arrived with a big bouquet of those eternal roses with his own money. No one. Yeah, my husband usually takes him out to get gifts together.
Wow.
And this time he did it all on his own, and I was so, even my husband was amazed. He's like, what?
He's showing you up. Oh, I love it. Oh, that's sweet. I'm glad you had a great Mother's Day, Diana.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
And I love that he made it a point to surprise you, because I do think, you know, when you're younger, you can always count on dad to take you to the mall and also dad to pay for whatever you're getting mom.
Yeah.
But when you finally see your kid
doing it on their own,
grown up and still caring about you.
Yep, and my husband was like, oh, so I don't have to get her a gift anymore. And he's like,
Hold on, husband. You're never off the hook.
Yeah, you got to do that until the day you die. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that, Diana. And call more often. What's going on with you?
We miss you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We miss you, too.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk to you
soon. All right,
soon.
Guys. Have a nice day.
All right,
bye.
You too. All right, don't forget, we're allegedly talking to Diary Girl, if all goes well, coming up just after 7:30 this morning with a brand new diary entry. Up next, we got to tell you which celebrity... Imagine having all the money in the world and not celebrating, choosing not to celebrate the mother of your children. There's somebody who has done that. Can you guess which superstar celebrity did?
When I saw this, it grinded my gears so hard. I was like, where's he at? I need to find him. I just want to talk.
We'll find out coming up next on B96. They see me roll.